Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian is off this afternoon, improving some of the signal reliabilities here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM out of Madison. And also, we are broadcasting live on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM. So I got Evan on the board joining me this afternoon. Glad to be with you, Evan. And I'm also joined right off the top for Dueling Tangents, some Wisconsin headlines, because it's a breakneck speed of a day for Wisconsin news. And got Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area joining me this afternoon. Dan, how are you doing this afternoon?
Doing well, Luke. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we dive into these Wisconsin headlines, I do want to give you that shameless plug. We got some news as well today that you are taking home three awards from the Milwaukee Press Association. I believe that was the body that handed out the awards.
Yeah, thank you. Milwaukee Press Club announced their awards today, and we were fortunate to be honored with three of them, so we're excited about it.
Gotcha. Press Club. That's what it was. I knew association wasn't quite the right term, but Milwaukee Press Club. Well, congratulations, and the best column as well. And so that's a fantastic category to win, and all the hard work that you've done in the last year. I appreciate the reporting you do with the Recombobulation area. It's great to hear independent and read independent local journalism, especially from the frame of view from the Milwaukee area here in Wisconsin. So it's a lot of always refreshing work that I get to dive into for what you're putting out there, and glad to see you're getting that recognition with those three awards today. So congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that so much. And if I could just quickly plug once, we are...
Let's do it.
100% of our funding comes from readers. So be sure to check it out and help fund our work and subscribe.
Yeah, absolutely. Go check out the Recombobulation area on Substack. Correct me if I'm wrong there.
That's correct.
Correct. All right. So, Dan, really glad to have you join me this afternoon, because it's a day that ends in Y. It's Tuesday. It's a beautiful day here in the near west side of Madison. And once again, I've got to be talking about the Michael Gableman election review. And it's March of 2022, and I really wish that we could move beyond the 2020 election, because it is the most litigated, audited, and contended election, I believe, in our state's history. At this point, it's got to be the most in state history. And Michael Gableman renewed his contract, apparently, this morning. So that's the new update that we're getting from the Gableman probe in Dane County Court earlier today. It was admitted before Judge Remington, right as he was announcing a decision in the open records case between Michael Gableman, the state assembly, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office, and American Oversight, that just in the nick of time, apparently, there's been an extension. So what are your thoughts on that, Dan? We're going to get more from the Michael Gableman. Last week, we thought it was going to be the final report submitted before the Elections Committee in the State Assembly, but now we're finding out that this contract is going to go on even further.
Yeah, it's not great, is it? you know, we are now closer to Election Day in the midterms than we were to Election Day in 2020, and we're still investigating and relitigating this election, which has endlessly proven to be safe and secure and fair. But we're still going over it based on the lie of a stolen election, the lie that prompted this Gableman quote-unquote investigation in the first place. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, in the news today, to kind of go along with the court case that you mentioned, Robin Voss decided that after the absolute clown show that we saw in the assembly last week and all of the fallout in the week that followed from the Gableman investigation, that he said, yep, let's re-up this for another season. And, you know,
I hope that it is not another season
happening in the first place. And it just doesn't seem like it's ever going to end. I feel like we're going to be past the 2022 midterms and they're still going to be litigating the 2020 election.
Yeah, and for a group of Republican lawmakers that claim they want to put the 2020 election behind them and they're saying in hushed tones that, yes, Joe Biden won the election, but now we're focusing on future elections, it really seems that they're very hung up on the 2020 election.
Yeah, I mean, we now have one of the three Republican gubernatorial candidates who's running basically on a platform of decertifying the 2020 election. I believe even the former president chimed in on the Gableman report this week. Gableman's now making the rounds on conservative media, was on Tucker Carlson's show last night. So this isn't going anywhere. And, you know, as long as it's going to be going on, you know, we're just going to have to relive every single one of these arguments over and over and over again, which have been thoroughly debunked by the actual election professionals. And, you know, these conspiracy theorists continue to run wild on taxpayers' time.
Well, and that's to me, that's the crazy part, is that today is going to be the final legislative session day for the state Senate. Last week, the state assembly wrapped up its legislative sessions for the year. And while they're saying that we have no other work to do as legislators, we're not going to be on the floor at all passing any more legislation. You still have the Assembly Speaker Robin Voss re-upping a contract to extend a quote-unquote review, because the judge here in Dane County let American Oversight know when he ruled against Gableman and the State Assembly and on behalf of American Oversight that the oversight group is going to be disappointed with the records that are released through open records, because it seems like there's not a whole lot there. It seems like the paperwork that Gableman has provided through the court order to share these open records doesn't indicate a whole lot of an investigation, which I think is going to lead to subsequent lawsuits, Dan, in my opinion, because for all the work that Gableman put together last week to show these video presentations and the 136-page long report, a lot of the open records that were released today in Dane County Court don't really actually reflect a whole lot of that work that was seen that we believe would have fallen underneath the purview of the open records request. So it seems like not only are we going to have an extended version of this review go on and have Gableman be doing more work, it seems like there's going to be subsequent lawsuits that are going to be on the taxpayers' dime as well, because there's going to be continued cases in court here in Dane County, and I would assume elsewhere around the state, that are actually working to iron out the details of the legality of Gableman's review and whether or not he's sharing the open records that he's supposed to be sharing with Wisconsin taxpayers.
Yeah, if there's anything that you can be certain of in Wisconsin politics, it's that there will be lawsuits. It feels like every decision that's made in this state is made by well-paid proxy actors in the courts instead of actually, you know, going through and making policy and making decisions. Like the whole contract to begin with that Voss has struck with Gableman here is outside of any normal legislative process, mm-hmm. any process that the governor might go through to start such a thing. And he's been without a contract, I guess, for a few months. And it's just a very, it's a very bizarre investigation from front to back, and it's just the only certainty that we're going to gain from it is some lawyers are going to get a nice chunk of change out of it.
Lawyers will be paid, that is for sure. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. My friend Brian is out for the day. I got Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area joining me. We're talking some Wisconsin headlines. We'll also be taking your calls throughout this hour. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. You can also send us your messages via text or tweet at Dueling Tangents on Twitter. And Dan, let's plug your Twitter handle while we're at it as well. It's, I believe, Dan R. Schaefer. Is that correct?
Dan R. Schaefer, you got it.
Fantastic. And so, folks, if you'd like to stay up to date with all the reporting that Dan is working on, go follow him on Twitter. It's the place that I found Dan, and it's some excellent work that Dan puts out on the Twitter sphere as well. But Dan, you alluded to it. There will be lawsuits. And that's kind of one of the other big headlines going on in Wisconsin, because sometimes there's parties here in Wisconsin that insist that some of those lawsuits should be heard in state court. And they insist that there are doctrines of the state court that should be adopted that really don't have a whole lot of legal precedent. My first thing that comes to mind is maps of least change and just kind of pulling that out of thin air and making that a legal doctrine to decide the validity of some maps. And then they had that doctrine adopted, and then they lost. And so Republicans are very upset with one conservative justice, Brian Hagedorn, for following through and actually going with the maps of least change. And so now we're going to hear in the state, in the U.S. Supreme Court rather than the state courts, a decision for these maps appeal. And so what are your thoughts? Kind of, we got only a couple minutes here before we head to our first break, but quick thoughts on what we're going to hear from the U.S. Supreme Court on the Republican appeal of the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision from last week.
Yeah, I think the quick thought on that is that I think North Carolina and Pennsylvania also had filed similar challenges in the Supreme Court, and they had been struck down. So people, you know, I think the most likely outcome is for these the least change maps that Governor Evers submitted that had been selected by the majority of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, that those will be the maps going forward. Then again, you never know.
I was going to say, I kind of had a similar thought. I'm hopeful that that indication from the Supreme Court turning down those cases in Pennsylvania and North Carolina may be good news for Wisconsin, but the outsider from Wisconsin and always being expecting, or always able to expect lawsuits, is you can always expect Wisconsin to be an exception as well. And so, folks, this is Dueling Tangents. I got Dan Schaefer joining me from the Recombobulation area. I got Evan on the board. This is Dueling Tangents. We'll be taking your phone calls and texts. 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.